From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
Now, tourism holdings, why are they after money?
Yeah, bit of news on the on the NZX yesterday, and we don't get a lot of these, so in that sense, this is good news. So, yeah, tourism holdings. Recreational vehicle rental and sales company New Zealand. It's got the Brits and the Maui brand names. They're in the US and Australia as well. So, yeah, they announced a capital raise yesterday of $80 million. Now, to give you an idea of context, the company has a market cap of around $500 million. So it's about 16% of that. They've got $30 million coming from CITIC Capital. CITIC's an investment firm associated with the Chinese government. $26 billion of assets in that firm, though, so it's pretty big. They go from 12% to 17% of tourism holdings, and they get $50 million from existing shareholders in a traditional rights issue. Right, Mike, you're right. The interesting thing about this capital raise is they've got no immediate need for that capital. They could offset against their current debt. The thing is the US RV market's been quite weak, so management have pointed out that that is having an impact on earnings, so they thought it was prudent to raise some extra capital to strengthen the balance sheet. But the thing is, if that US market gets a little bit weaker, this does give them some sort of ammunition in case that weak market throws up some opportunities, and they're going to work with CITIC in the Chinese market as well. So that, importantly for investors here, there's an accompanying trading update that's in line with previous guidance. So this isn't kind of like we are worried move. It's a sensible, prudent move. Gave some support to the share price. I suspect it was up 1.25% yesterday and rallied almost 5% to the end of last week. So it's good.
All right. Talk to me about the banks. So for years, we just travel along perfectly happily, and then all of a sudden, Adrian Orr turns up, the Labor government turns up, and we've never spent more time angsting about banks.
It's all on yesterday. It was actually quite hard to keep up, so I'll try and give you a brief synopsis. We'll race through what's going on. Firstly, this bank deposit scheme, right? So the government's planning on introducing a deposit guarantee scheme. What's proposed will bring us in line, it brings us in line with international companies in the international countries, in that we have one, but it's quite a limited proposal when we compare it to them, because there's only 30,000 to 50,000 per depositor per institution. That's quite a bit lower than our counterparts. The thing is, Mike, that's not been pointed out on this, because there's plenty of headlines, there's plenty of news articles you can read about this. The thing is, we have a sort of scheme in place called the Open Bank Resolution. Now, the Open Bank Resolution allows, if a bank fails, it allows for a bank to go immediately into statutory management. And then there is a form of government guarantee that kicks into place once it's in that Open Bank Resolution. What we don't know is whether there's going to be any change to that open bank resolution scheme if this is bought in. So if we don't know if they're going to give with one hand and take with the other. We don't know those details yet, and those need to be looked at. Now, the other thing is it covers 90% of deposits, but it's only about 40% of the total value. So bigger depositors are not covered. Now, our banking sector is pretty strong. It's well supervised, well capitalized. This does bring in this moral hazard issue of, well, my money's guaranteed, it's in the bank. But we do have to ask more questions now. Who and how is it funded? Do we get a banking levy? We don't know what that looks like. It's at the lower end of the guarantees. But hey, look, it's good for depositors. That's absolutely right. But a lot of detail to come into place here as well. Then you've got they've announced yesterday that all banks have committed to removing sales incentives for the front line. Mike, this is a huge change for banking culture. You know, I worked in the banking industry for quite some time. There was enormous amounts of money spent with external organizations to bring sales and service culture into banks. It's how they work. They have sales meetings, they have sales targets, they have sales boards. All that's going to have to change. So this is a big change in terms of inside the banks and what will happen to remuneration. A lot of questions there. And then, of course, the ANZ come under some scrutiny yesterday as well. They've ordered two independent reviews. The first one's going to cover ANZ New Zealand's compliance with the current and historic capital adequacy requirements. The second report's going to cover the effectiveness of their director attestation and their assurance framework around the capital requirements. This is really raising the ante with the ANZ. Wow. So a heap going on.
Numbers,
and
please.
We are moving numbers. 26745 on the Dow, up 26, 2950, S&P 500, 8016 on the Nasdaq, 7416, FTSE 100, 21285 the Nikkei, 3008 on the Shanghai Composite, 665 on the ASX 200. We gained 61 on the NZX 50, 10,388. The currencies, Kiwi dollar stronger, 6618 US, 9504 Aussie, 0.5808 Euro, 0.5195 pounds, 71.04 yen, $1,415 for gold, so it was up again, and $64.54 for Brent crude.
Fantastic. You have a good one, mate. See you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth, jmiwealth.co.nz.